Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. Our last episode was with Whitney of Keep Up Radio on TikTok. It was so fun talking to her. And so if you haven't listened to that, go back and check it out. We talked about celebrity icons. We talked all about her rise on TikTok and the strategy behind it. And all about Ariana and the latest rumors. And so this week I have someone else from TikTok on the podcast. It's Jackie Hansa. I am obsessed with Jackie. Unlike Whitney, who is more pop culture news focused on TikTok, Jackie is way more theatrical and always dressing up in fun costumes. She loves Ariana. She loves Disney. So it was really fun to talk to Jackie and get a kind of a different perspective from someone who's also a part of the larger TikTok community. So it was so fun talking to her. And before we get to the episode, today, as I'm recording this, is the Super Bowl. So by the time this is out, the Super Bowl will have already happened. But I am thinking about the weekend. I mean, I'm so happy for him, the rise to this moment, and his journey has been insane, and I'm so excited to watch that tonight. But as always, please subscribe or follow wherever you're listening to the podcast, and please leave a review if you can on Apple Podcasts. I'm still working on getting to that goal of 100 reviews, so please leave a review if you can. And as always, follow at Ariana Podcast on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And screenshot that you're listening to the podcast. Tag at Ariana Podcast and I'll repost you on Twitter or Instagram stories. And let's just get to the episode. Let's get to the conversation with Jackie.
Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it.
So people always ask me who my favorite Ariana TikTok accounts are, and I feel like I'm talking to the OG of Ariana TikTok. It's Jackie Hansa. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. So normally I start the show asking people for their thoughts on Ariana, but I already know that you're a huge fan. So why do you love Ariana?
Oh, that's like a hard, there's so many reasons. I think her over other artists, I love how genuine she is in every aspect of her life. Like the person she is, you know, she is not afraid to just like the perfect example I always tell people, like I love the interview of her at last year's Grammys when she's just like talking and then she like she's like dropping F-bombs and stuff. I just like pulled the microphone and stuff.
It's very nice, but everyone's done incredibly this year. I'm like looking around like holy, everyone is so amazing. I'm not allowed to say that. That's okay.
You're I'm Ariana so Grande. We got you.
I've been here 2 seconds.
I do want to mic drop.
I just love how she's unapologetically herself, and she shows that in interviews and on screen, but then also like off and in her music. Like she's just super genuine, and I don't think that there's really another artist that is like just so unapologetically themselves, and I love that about her.
Wow. Yeah. I love that too. I was recently watching your Positions reaction video on YouTube. And one thing that you said that I totally agree with is that Ariana can be so comedic and funny, both in interviews and also sometimes in her music too.
Yes.
And it's definitely something I really appreciate. Also, something else from that video I wanted to bring up is that you were talking about, and I totally relate to this, you were like, I'm single AF, but I still love an Ariana Grande love song.
Yes, it's so funny because mean, I've never been actually, like, I've never been in a real, like, relationship, like, something I would consider, like, I've had, like, flings and stuff, but I know, I feel like I know what I want in a relationship and, like, what I want in love, and Ariana Grande just explains it so well in her love songs. Like I relate to all of them, but I've never like experienced those feelings.
No, yeah. I feel like this era, Positions right now especially, is so romantic and she's so in love. She's engaged now. And it's like, I'm just like, I'm still totally single, but I love this album.
Oh, same. Yes.
So what are some of your favorite all-time favorite Ariana songs?
Oh my gosh. They're all going to call me a local for some of my favorites. My recent favorite, like off of Positions, that I love is Just Like Magic. Mm-hmm. I love the songs I love the love songs, but I specifically love her songs about just like not worrying about, like, don't sweat the small stuff and like everything's going to be all right. And a little Be All Right reference, but I love that song for like that kind of like the manifestation energy and just good vibes only type of stuff. And then I also really like Be All Right. Mm-hmm. Another one, and this is the one I always, people roll their eyes when I say it, but I love Seven Rings. Seven Rings is one of my favorite
classic
songs.
Yes. Yeah, I love Seven Rings too. Do you have a favorite album? I know it's very hard to pick.
Oh my gosh. So many people have been asking me this and it's so hard with Positions coming out.
I know.
Before I would have like hands down said Dangerous Woman.
Okay.
And Dangerous Woman is still like, it is one of my favorites, but now I think that Positions ties with it just because, I mean, with like Dangerous Woman was like one of her first like very mature albums. And I always say, like, I feel like a lot of the songs on Dangerous Woman are super underrated. Like, I Don't Care and Sometimes. Like, I feel like those, like, there's so many that people just don't really. And the thing she does with her voice on the album, I think, is insane. Mm-hmm. But then she also does like My Hair and there's so many moments and Positions that she does vocally and then lyrically. So I think that Dangerous Woman and Positions are like tied now. I love both of them so much.
Both are such great albums. And yeah, I've actually also been dipping into Dangerous Woman a lot recently. I was watching Excuse Me, I Love You and her performance of the title song Dangerous Woman is so incredible. And that song live, I'm always just blown away by the way she performs it. And yeah, I love that Dangerous Woman era. Do you have a favorite era?
Oh yes. This one, without a doubt, Thank You Next is my favorite era. I think that that is really like the end of Sweetener era and the beginning of Thank You Next is when I really because I've always been a fan of Ariana Grande, but I became like a stan where I was like obsessed.
Yeah.
During Thank You Next, because like another thing is that like why I love Ariana Grande, she's been through so much, like not just as a celebrity or public figure, but as a human being. Like she has just been through some really dark times, and the fact that she can still just like come like overcome all of that with like a smile on her face and just telling people like there are still reasons in this world to be happy, like that is just so inspirational. And it like, it just, oh, it's like, I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, me too. Kind of speaking on that symbolism of growth and everything with Ariana. So switching gears to you and your TikTok, Jackie. So you call your community the butterflies. Can you kind of speak on that?
Yeah. So it kind of started really randomly. Like when I first started like having like any type of following with like the group of people that were like interacting with me on my lives and everything, we were talking about like what we wanted the name of like the following to be called, and the really funny thing about it is like being completely honest, the reason I called them the butterflies originally was because I was really obsessed with the butterfly emoji. Like I think the butterfly emoji is super cute, but then I started looking into like what butterflies represent and everything. And like, I know in like religion, like some religions, like Christianity, I think, they like represent like resurrection, mm-hmm. which is like yeah. pretty cool. But then, just like overall, it was like, just really like awesome stuff, like about change and hope. And they're just, they're very like, they're very beautiful creatures. And I, what they represented, I was like, oh, I love this, because my followers, like, I'm not even kidding, they're very, very attractive people. Like, I, whenever, whenever like somebody follows me, like, I'll like look at their like profile and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, these like gorgeous people, they like want to watch my videos. But then they're also just, their hearts are so beautiful as well. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I started a segment that I haven't done in a minute, but I would love to get back to, on my account that was called Butterfly Talk. And it was basically kind of with all those themes in mind, like just little 1 minute talks about, bettering yourself and how you can like change and grow for the better, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, the entire community we've built is just about like positivity and supporting one another. That's like mm-hmm. a really big one. I'm so happy to have like seen all the friends that like we've made like along the way, like genuine like connections yeah. with everyone. So butterflies, I would have never thought, they've become a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And I love them now.
Yeah, I love that too. I feel like I've made so many internet friends through TikTok, and it's been so exciting to like build a community like that. So I definitely feel that. So the way that I actually found you, Jackie, and you don't even know what I'm about to say, but I have been following you since the Ariana musical that you created.
Oh my gosh.
So this was, I want to say, back in May. You came up with an idea for an Ariana Grande themed TikTok musical called Truly Everything Dangerous and Sweet. Mm-hmm. And this came up, I think someone reposted it on Twitter, and I saw it and I was like, this is so creative. I love when people come up with fun ideas and put themselves out there. And that's how I started following you. So do you want to explain the story of the musical that you came up with?
Yeah. So, anyone that doesn't know me, I'm also, unfortunately, I'm just kidding, but I'm a huge theater nerd. I love musical theater. And I was also, along with like watching Ariana Grande videos, like I was on musical theater TikTok, which is a scary place to be, but it's also it's kind of fun. And a lot, like at the time, it was really popular to do like fake castings of mm-hmm. like different shows. And a ton of people were doing like, just like kind of like the same old generic stuff. Like there was a lot of Mean Girls castings I saw. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, I don't know, probably like The Little Mermaid and just like shows that like everyone knew. And so I was like, okay, I kind of want to do like, I want to do a casting, but I want to like come up with like my own show. Like I feel like that would be fun. And so right away I started thinking about the Cher show, which I don't know if you're familiar. It's basically it's about the singer Cher, and there are three women that play like different eras of her. And so then I, you know, Ariana's like my favorite singer, so I started thinking about like all the different eras that she's gone through. And I was like, it would be really fun to do like an Ariana Grande style of like that show. Yeah. And so I was casting Yours Truly, My Everything, Dangerous Woman, Sweetener, and Thank You Next, because Positions wasn't out at the time. And basically it, like, that was insane, because like still to think about it, that was my first ever casting. Like I've done a few others like since then. Mm-hmm. And it like, it blew up for like what it was. It got like I think it got like, I don't know, like 200,000-300,000 views, like the original video. And then I had like over like 100 auditions with like people that were so good.
Yeah.
And it was like crazy, because I didn't, like, I had never really thought of anything like that. And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And a lot of people really liked it. And it was, like you said, there was people like resharing it and stuff, and that was, I was like, oh, I didn't think it was that like crazy of an idea. But yeah, it was awesome to like see. Oh my gosh, what's it called, Alfredo, her videographer, he noted, like he found the video.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
oh,
he was like joking about it. He was like, oh, how do I audition? And I was like, oh my gosh. So I with him seeing it, I kind of freak out thinking like, oh my gosh, does Ariana Grande know that I did this?
She like, might.
That's yeah, it was just a really random idea that I happened to post on the internet, and a lot of people liked it, and I love that. Because it was, I hate that it was a fake casting, because so many people wanted it to be real, and maybe it will be real in the future, wink wink wink. But it was a lot of fun, and I feel like that was my first Ariana Grande video that I ever posted on TikTok.
Oh wow.
And then a lot of Arianators started following me, and that's kind of what made me want to post more content about her, because yeah. I didn't realize how much people would like it.
Yeah, no, I love that. That was such a fun idea, and I definitely love all of your Ariana videos. Another one of your pretty famous Ariana videos, I would say, is your Arianator check, where you have if you're an Arianator, use this sound, which I've done. And I was looking at the sound today, almost 3,000 people have made TikToks using the sound, which is crazy.
It's so weird. It's like, it's so funny to me that like, I don't know why. I mean, I know like Ariana Grande is like super popular, but like it's so funny. Like I do other stuff on my TikTok,
yeah,
but my Ariana videos are always the ones that do really well, and people really seem to like it. And I mean, I love that. Like, I love that I've been able to connect with so many of her fans, and so many of her fans have like accepted me into you know, doing like the weird little videos I'll do. But it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's like, the numbers are insane, because I'm so grateful, but I just can't comprehend it. I'm just like, it's crazy.
Yes. So circling back to theater a little bit. So another thing that you are great at on your TikTok is your costume collection. We have to talk about all of your costumes.
Oh my gosh.
How does one acquire the costume collection that you have?
It's a lot. Every time I go on Amazon, my family just kind of rolls their eyes with, oh my gosh, here she goes buying more stuff to TikTok. I don't know. I mean, I started getting like costumes and stuff for the Ariana Grande videos, because mm-hmm. another series that I've like really loved that I've done is called Ariana Eras. And so it's basically, cause I love like how with each era she does, it's just a completely different look, and like everything right. is nothing's like too similar. She'll like do like homage, she'll pay homage to like some of like her previous eras and stuff, but she it's always something different. So with like this series, I will recreate different looks from her like music videos or like award show performances and stuff like that. And so I mean, I think it started with Sweetener, and I got the like the platinum blonde wig, and I got some like other stuff and people were like, oh my gosh, you should recreate this look and this look and this look. So then I just made it a series, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. I love playing dress up, and so honestly, people ask me all the time like where I get my costumes, and I get like pretty much everything on Amazon, which is like insane. If you ever if you ever want to like literally recreate anything, go to Amazon. They have everything. Everything I've used too, everything that I've purchased, I've used more than once, so it's all like really useful. I don't know, it's when people get excited about stuff on TikTok, I just want to do more of it.
Yeah.
So with people liking the recreations, I would do that. And then, like you said, I am into musical theater. So I did, I'm trying to think of like, when I hit 10,000 followers, which that's insane. That's crazy. But I did a Disney villain cabaret called Unleashed. And my character for the like promo of it was the Evil Queen. And so I got like a crown and stuff. And then after I did that, I started like getting stuff for different character videos. I've done like Penny from Hairspray. Jessica Rabbit was like another one I liked. I did Regina George. I don't know. It's something fun that, and when people like it, I just want to do more of it. So budget my money correctly so that I'm not just like blowing everything on TikTok. But, you know, if I'm like, if I, you know, put it all correct, cause it's not even the TikToks now. I've also like, cause I've been doing like shows and stuff and I've gotten costumes for that. I don't know. I guess I'm just insane.
I love it.
I don't know. I love recreating stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's super fun. I think Ariana definitely doesn't get enough credit for how versatile her style is and how mm-hmm. much her style has evolved. Even now, like for years, she's been known for the thigh-high boots and the sweatshirt, but she's not really dressing like that anymore. Like her style's already kind of changing.
I know. Even with her hair, like mm-hmm. she's not yeah. wearing like the big ponytail anymore. Like, yeah, it's everything.
She's always changing it up. So speaking of theater, I want to continue on this theme, I guess. So Ariana, of course, came from Broadway.
Yeah.
And so I just want to know, what part would you want Ariana to play in a Broadway show? And do you kind of see Ariana making a Broadway pivot later on in her career?
Well, I love that she is like a theater kid. I feel like yeah. I relate to her even more in like that aspect. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know about any of the shows right now I like necessarily see her in. But I mean, talking movie adaptations mm. of like Broadway musicals, it's a very controversial opinion, but I want her to play Elphaba in Wicked so mm-hmm. bad. I think I know that she's like a humongous fan of the show, and Krista Chenoweth is like one of her like Broadway idols, and yeah. so I know she also did the like Wicked special for mm-hmm. like the anniversary or whatever, and I think that she would be perfect for it, and I would just love to see her in that. I appreciate like every like musical theater thing she's been in, like when mm-hmm. she was Penny, like
right.
it's so cool to see her like as an actress, because she doesn't act as much anymore, and yeah. I know she's got a movie coming out on Netflix, but like I love seeing her act. Like, she's a yeah. really good actress, and I don't think people give her as much credit for that as she deserves.
So true. Yeah, I mean, it's a weird time for Broadway right now because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know what will happen. But Ariana has said that she feels like Broadway, she would almost feel more comfortable being a Broadway star than a pop star, because that's how she started, was
right.
that was kind of like, so it would kind of be like a homecoming to go back to Broadway eventually.
I would, oh my gosh, imagine. Those tickets would sell out in seconds. Like, it'd be so hard to go see that show.
So true. Oh my gosh. So another thing about you, Jackie, is you are a big Disney fan. Yay. And I did a Disney episode almost a year ago now, after Ariana did the, the Hercules song, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it was an episode with my friend Sabrina, and we were just kind of talking about Ariana's kind of history with Disney. You know, she's covered Beauty and the Beast. She's performed at Disney World a bunch of times. She loves Hercules. So if Ariana was going to be in a Disney movie, what would you cast her as?
Well, I think the obvious answer with her doing I Won't Say I'm in Love, I feel like she would be a really awesome Meg. I would love her. I would love to see her in that. Yeah, I also could, I mean, I know they already cast and I'm so excited to see, I believe her name's Haley. I forget her last name, you know, of Chloe and is it Hallie?
Oh, Hallie.
Hallie. Okay. Hallie. Yes. She's going to kill it. And I'm so excited for her, but I also would love in like, maybe, I don't know, some other kind of universe just to see, Ariana dress up as Ariel, part of your world. I think that she would be a really awesome Ariel.
I love that. Okay. So, one other thing about Disney, you, in your positions reaction, you were saying that a lot of the strings on the positions album were very Disney-like.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. So one other question about Ariana fans, what is your take on Arianator? The fandom name, because we have heard that Ariana that she might not like the name. Well, actually, we
yes. It's funny that you say this because I actually made a video about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was doing like a this or that, and I was like, "Do you guys say Arianator or Tiny Elephant?" So I mean, I always just because like that's kind of like what the fandom has like the name the fandom's adopted. That's like what I consider myself. I'm always like, yeah. I'm an Arianator. But I don't know. Like, I also think that, I feel like Tiny Elephant and then like also Ariana Army. Like, I feel like those are both like just fun little gems, I guess, for like OG fans or like, the dedicated fans, I guess, the stans, to just kind of like cherish, you know. I kind of like it being Arianator to classify like the whole fandom that loves Ariana Grande, but then like the ones that like really know her are like, oh yeah, but we're Tiny Elephants or we're yeah, I like that.
That is a good point, definitely. I feel like, I know people have always talked about, should we change the name? And it's kind of almost, it's been so many years now, it would almost be hard to change the name.
Right, right. I know. I feel like most people know Ariana Grande fans as Arianators.
Yeah, so true. I feel like if Ariana truly wanted to change it, she would like make an announcement. Like, this is the new name. So I feel like she kind of loves to hate it or like hates to love it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go, I do want to talk about current Ariana updates, news, rumors. Not a lot has been going on because Ariana's been pretty quiet, but we did find out this week that we will be getting Deluxe and a 34-35 remix video. So do you have any predictions for what's to come? We don't know when any of this will be released yet.
Yes. I have a gut feeling. It's either or. I don't know which one, but I have a gut feeling something's coming on Friday or like Thursday at midnight. Like, I strongly believe that that is going to happen, because so far with this era, everything has been released like right before a holiday. Like the album was, that's kind of like that's my method to like this prediction, because the album came out right before Halloween and then Excuse Me, I Love You came out right before Christmas. So I feel like the Deluxe might come out or the music video, whichever one might come out before Valentine's Day.
Wait, I love this prediction, because also the original 34-35 video was right before Thanksgiving.
That, oh yes, that's true. That's true.
So wow, yeah. I definitely think you're onto something there. Okay, I love that. And then another rumored collaboration that I'm very excited about is there is rumored to be a collaboration with Drake on his upcoming album, which was supposed to be in January, but it got postponed. So do you have any dream collaborations you would like Ariana to do?
I've been saying this for a while. I would love to see, there's two people that come to mind, but like the first one I like really, really, really want, cause I feel like it would be so cool. Ariana and Billie Eilish. I feel like their voices are so different. And so it would, and their sounds are really different too. So I feel like it would just be so cool to hear them work on a song. And then, this is also personally because I'm obsessed with this man and I want him to marry me, but, I would love to see her with Charlie Puth. I would love them because I know that they're like friends in real life. So I feel like it would be cool to like hear them work on something.
Yeah, I feel like they would, they're both great songwriters. So I feel like that could be a really exciting collaboration for sure. And then our final rumor is just, are we going to get another album this year? This has been the buzzing rumor lately, is if AG
Yes. Summer is going
to be a thing.
Another, that's, I, it's so funny. I've been seeing a lot of posts on Instagram about like AG7 coming out. And one specifically I saw AG7 coming out this February, and I made a video just joking about it. And so many people started like freaking out about that. I like the deluxe coming out. I feel like, and just kind of, you know, where she is right now, I don't really see like unless she really just wants to have us all like in the hospital, just freaking out over like it's too much to handle. But anything, I see like new music at the end of this year, like kind of around when Positions came out. But I also think that it's gonna be a minute until we get like a whole new album. I don't know. I don't, with the deluxe coming out, it's gonna be a minute.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel too. I just feel like this era isn't over yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like rushing AG7 just yet, but I have been wrong before. So we could still get it.
Exactly. Exactly. She's crazy sometimes. She just like, well, even with this announcement, she just like sent it out of nowhere. She doesn't give any like warning. She's just like, here you go.
Yeah. I definitely did not expect, I didn't even expect Positions last year at all. And then
I know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We need to appreciate Positions. We need everyone calm down. And it's such a great era that has barely begun. We all need to sit down and just enjoy it. Enjoy what she's given us.
So true. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Jackie, it's been so great talking to you. Where can the people find you?
So I'm on TikTok at Jackie.Hansa. JACKIE.HANSA. I'm also on Instagram. I go live pretty much like every day, and it's just my name, no period, Jackie Hansa. And then I also do YouTube videos. I'm starting that back up. And that's also, it's all my name. If you just Google my name, you'll find it.
Google Jackie Hansa. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I want to thank Jackie again for calling in. It was so fun meeting her. Like I said, I have been a fan of her for so long. I love all her TikToks. So it was so fun getting to talk to her. And we will see what happens with this week. Are we going to get the 3435 music video this week? Are we going to get the deluxe album this week? We're going to see. So I'll be right there with you. As always, follow at Ariana Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And let me know that you listened. Post a screenshot that you were listening. I will repost you on IG story or on Twitter. I'll retweet you. And please subscribe, rate, review wherever you're listening. I love you guys. I'll see you next time for another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're too young, so young, and so-